Tomorrow is town meeting day in New Hampshire, and for the second year in a row, we are going to get some snow on town meeting day. Last year, when faced with the prospect of terrible road conditions for voters headed to the polls, some towns postponed their elections. This year, the Secretary of State and the Attorney General say towns can't do that. Among the towns last year that did was Londonderry. Londonderry Town Manager Kevin Smith is with me now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Londonderry was one of more than 70 towns that postponed elections during last year's nor'easter. How did that work out?
Worked out great. We had one of the highest voter turnouts that we've had since we've gone to ballot elections. We postponed it a week later. It was a beautiful March day. And in fact, we had many voters thanking us at the polls for postponing it so that they could get out and vote that day. So we find it very unfortunate that we aren't being allowed to postpone it this year if we need to.
Mm-hmm. Your town attorney said that he disagrees with the state's finding.
He does. Our town attorney disagrees, as do many municipal attorneys around the state disagree with both the AG and the Secretary of State's opinion. The New Hampshire Municipal Association, I know, disagrees with their interpretation as well. That being said, we have been preempted this year by a memo from both the Attorney General and the Secretary of State telling us that we do not have the authority to postpone the elections. And frankly, we're not going to go against their interpretation and get ourselves embroiled in a legal squabble with the state that could go on for a while and put everything in flux, all of their results from the election. So we're planning to hold it as usual tomorrow. On one hand, you want to get a good turnout for a municipal election. On the other hand, you want people to be safe. Kind of a juxtaposition when you've got the state on one hand that's going to be telling people, stay off the roads, let the emergency crews do their thing, don't put yourself in danger. But on the other hand, they're saying, oh, but get out and vote. It really kind of defies common sense, in my opinion. And it's unfortunate they're not letting the towns make that decision on their own.
Nevertheless, the snow is coming. So what is Londonderry doing to prepare?
Yeah, well, we'll have all of our public works crews out, probably starting a little after midnight tonight, making sure that the roads are clear in the morning. We'll have our salters and sanders out as well. We're going to make sure we have extra crews available at the polling location, which is the fortunate thing is we only have one polling location in Londonderry. It's at the high school. So we'll make sure all of the pathways are cleared, that the parking lot remains as clear as possible. And also for seniors who maybe don't want to drive in the snow, aren't able to make it out of the house, if they call town hall, we'll make sure we make accommodations for them. We'll get people to pick them up and bring them to the polls if we have to do that. And not just our seniors, anyone who doesn't want to drive in the snow but wants to vote, we'll make every accommodation possible to pick them up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. There's a bill in the legislature that would allow towns to postpone elections so long as they're able to give the Secretary of State some notice.
Right.
What do you think of that solution?
Well, I mean, again, our interpretation of the current law is that the moderators already have the authority to postpone if they want to. That being said, understanding that's not the way the Secretary of State reads the current law, I suppose this is a better fix than what the Secretary of State currently believes the law is. That being said, again, the moderators would only have, my understanding is under the new law, they would only have the discretion to postpone if the Secretary of State gives them permission to do so. They'll be able to petition and then receive permission. I'd still like to see more local control. Look, at the moderators know best what conditions the towns are in a weather emergency like this. They know best what the resources are. Our high school is an emergency shelter, okay? We're having voting there tomorrow. Hopefully, we won't have to open up the emergency shelter. But if we do, now we're going to have voting taking place at the same place where the emergency shelter is. These are the kind of things that the officials in Concord don't know about the localities. And so they really should leave it, in my opinion, local control as much as possible. Let the moderators make that decision free of the bureaucracy in Concord.
Will people be able to vote by absentee?
So we are allowing absentee ballot voting today. However, you're allowed to vote by absentee under the provisions of the law. So that means either you're going to be out of town, a religious commitment, or employment commitment that prevents you from being able to vote, which, by the way, does include the caretaking of children or an infirmed adult with or without compensation. But you have to fall under one of those provisions in order to vote via absentee, and you have to sign an affidavit stating you fall under those provisions. Otherwise, if you just show up today at town hall and say, well, I want to vote absentee because I don't feel like driving in the snow tomorrow, that is not a legal reason to be able to vote by absentee.
But if they sign something saying, I'm going to be out of town.
Correct. Then they'll be able to vote absentee. And we've been encouraging people to do that. If they know that either their job's going to prevent them from being able to vote tomorrow, they're going to be out of town tomorrow, or they got to watch their children, they can come in and vote absentee today. And we have had a steady flow of absentee voters all day long today.
Really? How many would you estimate so far?
Gosh, I don't know the numbers, but I can tell you that every time I've walked by the town clerk's office today at town hall, there's been a steady line of people going in to get absentee ballots.
Kevin Smith is town manager of Londonderry. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.